This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 60% of the unaccompanied minors coming to the U.S. from Central America have a parent already living in the U.S. 73% of unaccompanied minors who go to immigration court with a lawyer win the right to stay in the U.S. legally. Percentage of elected women legislators is 24.8%, not much more than it had been during the last decade. Women candidates failed to win even 25% of the nation's 7,383 legislative seats. In 2015, 82,000 millionaires moved to another country. France is the number one country, deserted, with China second, followed by Brazil, India, and Turkey. Australia is the country where most millionaires move, especially attractive to wealthy Chinese, followed by the U.S., then Canada, the United Arab Emirates, and New Zealand. A 2004 study in the Journal of American Geriatric Society concluded that 20 years in a retirement home for someone entering at 65 would cost an average of $228,000 as opposed to $230,000 for the same amount of time aboard a cruise ship. Supreme Court has overturned two lower courts arguing that they have too narrowly applied standards for whistleblowing, which will now give more protection and impact for such activity. More than half the dams in the U.S. are privately owned. There are 90,000 dams in the U.S. and 2,000 are rated as high hazard and need of repair. New Orleans Planning Commission has proposed exclusionary zoning requirement for all developments over 10 units that would require 12% of units be affordable housing for families making less than $36,000. Harvard researchers studying results of Louisiana school voucher program find that students experience significant setbacks on test scores in these schools, especially in math and reading. Democratic Congressional Committee has added 12 million online donors in recent months. Trump's approval rating is at a historic low for a president since World War II at only 44%, with 48% disapproval. Businessman nominated for Secretary of the Navy has withdrawn his nomination in another case of a nominee unable to unravel his extensive financial ties. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.